Hi, everybody. This is Jimmy DeYoung with another edition of Prophecy Today Intelligence Briefing. Ken Timmerman comes to the broadcast table with his favorite Christmas story, at which time Ken tells us of being aboard an aircraft carrier and watching Iranian jet fighters in the sky with a threat of war. Ken then follows that up with the Russian warning of World War III and future reports of the threat of wars and rumors of wars that will happen. Ken will come to the broadcast table in a moment, right here on Prophecy Today Intelligence Briefing. I have a 5-hour audio series that will assist you in your understanding of the Olivet Discourse, Matthew chapter 24. Matthew 24 also says, as it was in the days of Noah, but that's just a key phrase in this very important prophetic passage of Scripture, which in verses 6 and 7 talks about wars and rumors of wars very prevalent at the time of the coming of Jesus Christ, which is preceded, of course, by 7 years and the rapture of the church. We're living at that time in world history that both of these events could be fulfilled. Go to my website, prophecytoday.com. Go to the Prophecy Bookstore and make your purchase, as it was in the days of Noah, a study of Matthew chapter 24. And in fact, I've got Ken Timmerman standing by for this special edition of Prophecy Today, Hanukkah and Christmas in 2019. And Ken, you cover geopolitical activities. You travel all over the world. I'm sure you must have an interesting Christmas story. Can you give it to us, please, as we begin?
Well, hi, Jimmy. You know, I always try to get home from Christmas wherever I am, but there was one year around 20 years ago, I was out on the USS George Washington off the coast of Kuwait and watching in the command room on the radar the Iranian F-14s taking off and heading towards a U.S. carrier, then going back. And I knew that I would be leaving that carrier and those people a couple of days before Christmas to rejoin my family. They would not be going home to their family. They would stay there on Christmas Day to defend our freedom far away from home. So I guess my Christmas is really always a debt of gratitude to those people who can't come home for Christmas.
That is a great story. Man, it almost brought tears to my eyes there, Ken. That's a really exciting thought that you brought to our attention. And may I just suggest to all listening in, why don't you pray for those men? Lift them in prayer if they're not going to be able to come home for Christmas. I have a grandson that will not be able to come home. He's in the Navy, and I'm going to be praying for him. Well, let's get to the other stories, the political activities. That's key when we have a conversation with you, Ken. Looks like Russia's top general has made a prediction, a chilling prediction, saying that World War III is coming.
Yes, this is pretty interesting. Valery Gerasimov, who is actually the chief of the Russian general staff, so this is not some lower-rank general or a retiree. This is somebody on active duty, Putin's top military advisor, warning that the buildup of U.S. and NATO forces in East Europe, in the Baltics in particular, but East Europe, has become such a challenge to Russia that there is a real risk of a military confrontation erupting because of a mistake. That's something that I'm actually glad to see that the Russians are worried about, because wars do happen by mistake, where two sides get too close to each other. There are too many incidents, and General Gerasimov pointed out a number of close calls just in the past couple of months, most of them, however, caused by Russian aircraft or Russian Navy vessels getting too close to us. But, you know, he doesn't say that. He just said that these close calls between the opposing sides. The bottom line is that Gerasimov is not saying that Russia wants a war with the United States. He is saying there are great risks today because of the closeness of our military forces to each other and the buildup of U.S. and NATO forces in Europe.
And to go along with that, another story coming out that Russia is aiming to become a major arms dealer in the Middle East. Now, that's a part of this whole scenario as it relates to World War III.
Right. And I can remember right after the Cold War, I used to be a defense correspondent for years and years and would go to all these air shows. And I think it was the Paris Air Show in 1991, the first time, right after the first Persian Gulf War, when the U.S. showed off the F-117 stealth fighter for the first time. The Russians were there and trying to peddle their wares, and it was pathetic at the end of the Cold War. Flash forward all these years, 25, you know, almost 30 years forward, and the Russians have become an arms export powerhouse. They're not selling the old junk left over from the Cold War. They're selling state-of-the-art fighter bombers, the Su-57, a brand-new fifth-generation fighter plane they're planning to develop jointly with India, possibly sell to the UAE. They're selling other Sukhois and especially the S-400 missile defense system all around the world. This is a far cry from the Russia, the poor Russia after the end of the Cold War. Today, Russia has invested heavily in developing new military technology. And I would even venture that today, their weapon systems, in many cases, have outclassed the U.S. systems, in particular when it comes to jet fighter bombers.
Wow. Boy, that's a pretty interesting statement there. I have a 5-hour audio series that will assist you in your understanding of the Olivet Discourse, Matthew chapter 24. Matthew 24 also says, as it was in the days of Noah. But that's just a key phrase in this very important prophetic passage of Scripture, which in verses 6 and 7 talks about wars and rumors of wars very prevalent at the time of the coming of Jesus Christ, which is preceded, of course, by 7 years and the rapture of the church. Go to my website, prophecytoday.com. Go to the Prophecy Bookstore and make your purchase, as it was in the days of Noah, a study of Matthew chapter 24. Ken, next week we're going to look at the top 10 prophetic news stories. And I want to get into what I'm going to ask you right now then. So if you could just give us a prelude to how you may answer it. And the question is, how in the world did Syria become the centerpiece of Russia's Middle East strategy?
Right. Well, isn't that interesting that Russia is back to the Middle East? But again, people, Jimmy, we need to have a sense of history, all right? Russia owned the Middle East for much of the period from the early 1950s until 1975. Russia was in with the Egyptians. The Russians had threatened nuclear war with Israel during the 1973 conflict. And Israel, for the first time ever, had actually begun to mobilize its nuclear warheads with its missiles because it feared that the end had come. So Russia had been in that region very deeply, you know, 50 years ago, and then at the end of the Cold War, when they had this retrenchment and Russia nearly went bankrupt in the end of the 1990s, they pulled out of everywhere. So they lost Egypt, they lost Syria, they lost Saddam Hussein's Iraq, they lost their influence in Iran. What we've seen in the last 20 years is a rebuilding of those traditional ties between the Soviet Union, today Russia, and those countries in the Middle East. Syria has become the centerpiece. Why? Because Syria is now at war, and since 2015, the Russians have been there fighting alongside their traditional historic ally in Syria, the Assad family, and it's given Putin's military its first opportunity to test all of these new offensive military systems they have developed over the past 20 years. Remember, they had a pretty bloody fight against the tiny Georgian army in 2008 when Russia was backing the separatists in Ossetia and Abkhazia. It was a difficult fight for the Russians. Now, here we are, less than 10 years later, and the Russian military is showing itself far more professional, with much greater capabilities than they had in Georgia in 2008. And that has become really the important thing for the Russians in Syria. It is a proving ground for new military systems and new tactics, and the Russians have been succeeding at it brilliantly.
We're going to continue this conversation next week when I talk with all of my broadcast partners, bringing into their attention and your attention the top 10 prophetic news stories, how it all fits in the prophetic scenario found in God's Word. That will be one of the questions I'll have Ken to rehearse, so you join us next week as we look at the end of the year, what has happened during 2019. Well, what about Iran? We've got to bring them to the front when we have a conversation. They're beginning to test much faster centrifuges as the nuclear deal seems to be unraveling all across the European Union, especially.
Yes, it has unraveled, and Iranians continue to import technology from the European Union clandestinely. The Germans have warned about this, and others have as well, but they just keep getting that technology. Now, they just announced this week that their IR-6 centrifuges, this is six generations faster than the ones that we have known about for all these years, those are actually up and operating, and they have a newer generation they're calling IR for Iran, of course, IR-9, which are currently testing. Now, the Iranians say that the IR-9, this new generation centrifuge, is 50 times faster than the ones that they've had in place for the past 15 years. Bottom line, we just don't know any longer, Jimmy. We have no idea any longer, no baseline to know how much enriched uranium the Iranians have or are capable of producing, nor can we have any clue to how close they are to a nuclear weapon. They have reduced the timeline so far that basically they have become a virtual nuclear weapons state today.
Wow. That is unbelievable statement Ken Timmerman just made. Makes it pretty bad news as it relates to Israel and even the United States as well. Well, we'll cover some of that next week when we take a look back at 2019, the main top 10 prophecy news stories, and then we'll take a glimpse into the future, 2020 as well. Ken, that was a great Christmas thought that you brought to our attention, our military forces around the world. Thank you, and I hope that'll cause everybody to be praying for them. And by the way, to the Timmerman family, may you have a merry, merry Christmas and a blessed new year. We'll talk next week.
Thanks so much, Jimmy. Thank you for those thoughts. I appreciate that. God bless.
Very important report from Ken Timmerman on geopolitical events happening around the world. You know that Jesus in his Olivet Discourse, Matthew chapter 24, verses 6 and 7, said that in the last days, wars and rumors of wars would be prevalent. That actually describes our world today. Russia's threat of World War III, which is coming, is an absolute at this Christmas season and the time that our hope is for peace in our world. The threat that Jesus warned us of is real. It is going to take place as did the birth of Jesus Christ, fulfilling Bible prophecy, and the prophecy of war will be fulfilled as well. And that is my prophetic perspective on the news today. I have a 5-hour audio series that will assist you in your understanding of the Olivet Discourse, Matthew chapter 24. Matthew 24 also says, as it was in the days of Noah, but that's just a key phrase in this very important prophetic passage of Scripture, which in verses 6 and 7 talks about wars and rumors of wars very prevalent at the time of the coming of Jesus Christ, which is preceded, of course, by 7 years and the rapture of the church. We're living at that time in world history that both of these events could be fulfilled. Go to my website, prophecytoday.com. Go to the prophecy bookstore and make your purchase as it was in the days of Noah, a study of Matthew chapter 24. I'm Jimmy DeYoung. Thank you so very much for joining us on this edition of Prophecy Today Intelligence Briefing. Be sure to come back again next time when we will continue to look at current events in light of biblical prophecy.